What's up, everybody? This is Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast.
Hey, everyone, and I'm JJ Crable, and today we've got a guest calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. We've got Brittany on the line. How you doing, Brittany?
Oh, I'm excited to finally be talking to you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great.
We're excited to have you on.
So yeah, Brittany, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm just 26, born and raised in Missouri. I've always felt kind of connected to paranormal. I've always had that feeling, I guess. And whatever's out there knows that because I've had a lot of activity in my life.
Cool. So you sound like you're pretty high up on that spectrum of believer. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Is there any shadow of doubt in your mind about the paranormal?
No, not at all. Not one bit. I'm a full 10.
Wow.
Wow. So we got a 10.
And you said you feel pretty connected to that feeling of paranormal presence. Can you kind of try to describe what that feeling is?
Well, it kind of depends on the area. So I'll just get this feeling in the pit of my stomach, almost like something grabs my stomach and squeezes if it's bad. Other than I get kind of chills almost.
Hmm. So it's kind of location specific?
Yeah, pretty much. I can walk into a house or a hotel or something, and if I can just feel I don't really like it here. We should be here. It's weird.
And what age did you start having interactions with the paranormal?
Well, according to my dad, since I was a baby.
Oh, wow. And what are interactions as a baby like with the paranormal?
My dad would always tell me that they would put me to sleep at night in my crib with, just the normal baby crib. In the morning when they woke me up, there would be 3-inch drywall screws between my top sheet and my mattress right underneath me.
Wait, what? So loose screws would be in your crib?
In my crib, yeah. In the basement, my dad had his workbench set up, and he's a very big neat freak when it comes to certain things. And so all of his boxes of screws were very neatly put away, stacked up. And every morning, one box would be out because screws would be just under my sheets, between the sheet and the mattress, right where I was laying.
My gosh.
That's kind of scary for a parent, I would assume, to see sharp objects just sitting in their child's crib. So does your dad attribute that to ghosts?
Well, I think at first he thought it was my mom just not checking, because he's kind of a handyman. He fixes a lot of things. So I guess it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for there to be screws every now and then. But after he, because one night when he finally discovered that, hey, it's not her, I don't know what it is. He stripped the mattress, took it completely out, made sure there was nothing in there, remade it, put me to sleep. And the next morning, the drywall screws were still underneath there. It was crazy, I guess. I was a baby, so I don't remember.
And then, so after you weren't a baby, what were some of the interactions you had with a paranormal moving forward?
Well, a few years later, I think I was 5. My dad had a shotgun-style house where each room was separated just by a flimsy little plastic accordion doors. He would always tell me that I would just run back and forth from the front of the house to the back. One time, I stopped and just screamed bloody murder. He went around the corner, and my face was against the wall because the door was squishing me. It was someone was trying to close it and pushing it, trying to cut me in half. My dad had to put 2 hands on the thing and really pull it back before it would let go. And that gives me chills every time I think about it.
Hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And has anything like that ever happened since?
Nothing near as violent, I guess, but I've always had just random weird things happen. I know one night I was staying at my friend's house, and we would always stay up super late because that's what 10-year-olds do on the weekends. And we were laying in his living room, and his house was kind of set up weird too. So the only thing separating his room and the living room was a couch. So we're laying on the floor just watching TV, and then we hear this weird noise behind us. So we jump up onto the couch, and look, and as we get onto the couch looking at his bed, he had this huge exercise ball on the top of his toy chest on the corner of the room. We watched that thing fly up in the air, shoot across the room, bounce off the wall, off the bed, and roll right up into the spot. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced at that point.
My goodness.
And is this area known for being haunted, or what do you think is causing these interactions?
Well, his sister used to always say that there was a little boy that she always saw, but I don't know. I think that was just the house, because it was a really old house. So it was probably just that location.
Huh. And what did your friends say about that incident?
Well, it was kind of funny. We kind of just looked at each other in shock, like, did you see that? And we asked each other at the same time, and we answered at the same time, like, yeah, I did. And I was like, do you want to go stay at my house then? he was surprised.
Evidently less haunted?
It was a different house, luckily, than when I was baby. Yeah.
And have you ever seen an actual apparition, or is it always kind of like poltergeisty things that happen around you?
I've definitely seen an apparition. I was staying at my best friend's house. We were crashing there for the night, and we were in her basement. Now, a little backstory on this house. Her aunt blesses their house, or at least she did before she had to sell it. She blessed that house like every month, like full on the sage and the crosses and the chanting of the, you know, all the energy needs to go and all this stuff. It's a clean space. So they were kind of really comfortable with the paranormal as well. Well, one night I was in the living room of the basement trying to fall asleep, and I'm just getting ready to fall asleep, and I look up and there's this man looking down at me. I see, like, from the waist up, his arms, he's just staring straight at me. And I kind of laid there for a second to try to register what was going on. And I was like, huh. And then as soon as I said that, he just like disappeared. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's weird. So for whatever reason, I tried going to sleep again, and the same thing happened, except for this time he was closer and he was like fuller. Like, I could see he wasn't as see-through. All I remember was he like short blonde hair, and he had a Marine's like blues on, like the medals and the everything. I was finally able to go to sleep after that, and I told my friend the next morning. I was like, hey, so listen, what happened? And her aunt was sitting there, and she goes, hey, hold on one second. She goes into her room and grabs a picture book, and she brings it out. She flips through a few pages, and she goes, do you recognize him in any of these pictures? It turns out it was her brother that was in the Marines that had previously passed away a few years ago. Hmm. And I was like, yeah, like the picture that he was in was exactly how he looked. I'm never going to forget it.
And had you ever met or seen her brother before that incident?
Not a single time.
Wow.
I didn't really see any pictures or anything. Not at least not in his uniform and with like that exact look. Like, it was weird seeing the picture. It gave me chills. I was like, oh yeah, that's him.
Had anyone else in the house been visited by him?
I don't think it was by him. I mean, they had always talked about, you know, different spirits and ghosts and stuff in the house, but I think I was have been the only one to see him.
And when when you saw him, did you feel like it was like a threatening presence, or what did that feel like?
No, it was more like a, hey, I don't know who you are. Are you a threat here? And then he kind of just, he just kind of stared at me. Mm. And my friend speculates that he just didn't know me, and he was making sure I wasn't going to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And how do you, you know, moving forward from that experience, how do you cope, or, you know, what did you tell yourself after that happened?
Well, I've always really liked it. I think I view the same thing as, I honestly don't remember who said it because it's been a lot of podcasts ago. I think I want to believe so much as much as I do, because I am kind of afraid of dying and just knowing like you say, that there is something, like, puts me at ease a little bit.
Oh, that's 100% Noah.
Yeah, that's me.
The like, idea that there's something after this, that freaks me out. I'm glad it gives y'all comfort, but I'm like, what am I going to do for eternity? I don't know.
I got a lot of stuff to figure out. I need eternity. I don't want that taken away.
Right.
And then how old were you when that happened? How old did you say?
I was in high school, so 15 maybe.
And when have you ever been to a psychic or a medium to ask them about your experiences?
I really haven't. I don't know. I kind of wanted to, and I actually reached out to Teresa that was on your guys' podcast in the beginning, but I'm sure she's busy because she hasn't gotten back to me.
I gotcha. Well, Teresa, yeah. If you're listening, check your emails.
Your Instagram.
Yeah.
Or Instagram.
Yeah, emails and Instagram. Yeah, I would just be curious what, you know, not that I know if mediums or psychics are real or not. I can't quite figure that one out. But I'm always curious to hear what they have to say about people who are kind of haunted and have all these experiences.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be cool, but I haven't really found myself in a place to, I don't think I want to know the future right now. So I think that's why I haven't really reached out to try to figure it out or hear anything like that. Cause I'm kind of content. Like I'm always thinking and depending on if I'm alone will say like, if anything is there, I'm all ears, I'm all eyes. And I see stuff out of the corner of my eyes all the time. We'll just do a double take every now and then because I thought I saw something. It happens a lot at work, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's normal to see things out of the corners of your eyes. You know, our brains are in our eyes are, you know, imperfect machines, right? Like we evolved in the wild in order to be constantly on the lookout for threats, for prey, opportunities. So, you know, I think our brains and our kind of wired to see patterns, whether they're actually there or not. So I don't think it's necessarily definitive evidence of something supernatural or, you know, also not evidence of someone being crazy. It's something that, you know, I certainly see things out of the corner of my eyes.
But JJ, since you got your new sexy glasses, do you see things out of the corner of your eyes?
Oh, I thank you. I did get some glasses from iBuyDirect.com. Throw us some sponsorship money, iBuyDirect. I'm giving you some free ad space right here. But really cheap glasses.
Very modern fit.
Thank you. Yeah. All of our listeners would agree if they could see them.
So you're 15. Moving forward, what was the next experience you had?
Honestly, I know you guys have talked about Ouija boards previously, but not as much as I kind of thought you would. We've had Ouija boards, at least personally, for as long as I can remember. I actually even made one, and it looked really cool. Because I know there's always skeptics. The feelings... Whenever I'm dealing with someone who's serious, the feeling that I normally get tells me that there's not anything fake about what's going on.
How often do you use a Ouija board?
I used it a lot more before. I haven't even touched one for a few years, but I remember one time me and a few friends were doing it at one of our old houses, and we had actually talked to my mom's grandfather who had passed away before we were born, and just the questions that we were asking, we would look back at her and she'd just be like dumbfounded, like yeah, because and he said the remote's under the couch, and we're like, what? Because our remote would always go missing, and sure enough it was under the couch. And then we asked him, are you the one that hides the remotes? And he said yeah, and our remotes were always missing. I have no idea why.
Do you think he steals socks too? Because I can never find my socks.
He probably doesn't know what that is, though, so maybe not.
Yeah, I'm just thinking maybe I need to get a Ouija board to find my glasses, wallet, and keys every morning.
Right.
It's always a struggle. Not that ghosts are moving them. They're always in the place that I left them, but maybe a ghost can just help me remember where that was.
Yeah, just give you that nudge, like, hey, it's right there.
Yeah.
I like that idea of the paranormal. They just help us find the things we lose, like little butlers that follow you around.
Have a little spirit assistant. That would be
that fantastic. Sounds great. Until it's not.
Until it's not. So do you, that's actually a really interesting point. You know, a lot of folks that we've talked to have told me very specifically, because I still contend that I really, really want to see a ghost or have some kind of encounter. And a lot of people have said, no, you don't actually want that. Is that kind of your opinion, or do you like having this connection to the spiritual world?
I don't know. I kind of like it because I don't know. It feels different, and it's just like, maybe, I don't know. I think it just like, honestly, I've really been able to cope a lot better since you made that point of how it circles back to the knowledge that maybe there is something after, that I don't have to worry about what happens after I die.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would kind of like having that connection too. So ghosts, if you're listening, I'm open to it. I don't think that's how you get it, but
probably not. You may have to mess around with a Ouija board one or two times.
Yeah.
JJ is ghost single and looking.
You know, I've only done a Ouija board once and I got yelled at so much. It was like,
By
the other people using the Ouija board, because they were all like, you're moving it. And I probably was, but I was not trying to. But ever since then, I've never gone back to the Ouija board. So.
Now, when you were using a Ouija board, did you ever have any like evil experiences or bad ghost contact you guys?
Nothing too horrible. Just some negative ones, which we closed out and was like, hey, we're ending the conversation, made sure it ended all correctly, did what we needed to do. We luckily never had anything like scary happen other than, you know, just, hey, okay, goodbye, we're done.
Yeah.
Well. Is that all you need to do in order to kind of cut it off?
Well, I think everyone has their different beliefs. Mm-hmm. I know that if they're like in the middle of an answer, they just go straight to goodbye. That's generally not a good sign. At least that's how we believe. So it would just be one of those, like one of the last closing out questions would be, thank you for being with us for through this time. We are done and we would go to goodbye. And then all of us would take our hands off at once. That's just how we would do it though.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something, and this kind of piggybacks off that, do you think there's something unique about you that makes you kind of accessible by the paranormal?
I mean, as much as I would love to think that, I honestly don't. I think it's just something that happened, I guess, apparently in the womb, I guess. I think it's just something that some people are born with and some people make. I don't know.
So other than the Ouija boards, have you had any other experiences we haven't covered?
Well, I don't know. Orbs are such a difficult subject because there's so many different variations in it. But me and a few friends had actually walked through a cemetery in St. James, Missouri. And I actually have some pretty cool pictures. These orbs are huge and there's a lot of them.
Huh. So was it nighttime, I guess, that you guys were taking these pictures?
Oh, yeah. One of the knuckleheads found an old abandoned cemetery in St. James. We had to walk like 2 miles just to get there. And we were just taking pictures of like the headstones and just the open air. And I mean, it was crazy. For the time of year, there were like no bugs. It was a clear night. It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. There weren't any bugs or anything. So just a lot of people wanted to say hi from the other side, I guess.
Yeah, orbs are one of those things that I don't really know what to make of. I've never had that experience before. I know our producer Kat saw orbs or had orbs appear in a picture that she took, but I've never experienced that. Have you, JJ?
Well, so Wikipedia says that it's called backscatter. And they've got some examples of some photographs, some with several orbs on them. As you can see there. And this is a real thing that professional photographers deal with. And it's an optical phenomenon resulting in typically circular artifacts on an image due to the camera's flash being reflected from unfocused motes of dust, water droplets, or other particles in the air or water. So, you know, I mean, definitely spooky to see that in a photograph of a cemetery, for sure. But I'm not super convinced when it comes to orbs. I think there's a pretty logical reason why that might be showing up in photos.
Yeah.
Especially at night, because that's when you're using your flash.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've kind of gone through your haunted history, because we haven't had a ton of fans call in. I'm kind of curious, what's your favorite episode that you've listened to?
I think the very first one, your Star Wars ghost.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Noah's Jawa.
Yeah.
That's the ghost that I want to be haunted by.
The one that wants to play hide and seek.
A little tiny Jawa.
I don't know. I can't tell if the memory I have from that is just from telling the story so many times or if it's the actual memory. But when I think about it, I can just see those red eyes. Like it was like a glowing effect staring at me through the darkness. That's the memory I have. And then all of us as kids gathering in like the playroom and turning all the lights on and just like sitting in silence.
Yeah. I mean, our brains are really weird with memories. People remember things very, very vividly that like didn't happen at all. The fact though, that like really gets me on that. And, you know, same with you, Brittany, with, you know, your story about the medicine ball, is having multiple witnesses to it. Like that, I still just don't know how to explain.
Yeah, we should.
Right. If it would have been just me, I'd have been like, I was probably tired or something. But we both looked at each other like, did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my favorite thing. I mean, I've said it before, but my favorite thing is when our guests have people who have also seen it. And we've been lucky enough sometimes to actually have those people call in and stuff and kind of verify.
Yeah.
That's a really, I think, kind of unique look, because so much of the spooky and unknown and paranormal, I think, happens to us when we're alone and we can't really make sense of it. And it's so easy just to kind of push it aside and be like, it's nothing.
You know? Yeah.
Because it is. Yeah. I mean, there's so much weird stuff going on. And like JJ, you know, talks about, our brain chemistry can get a little crazy sometimes too. And it's hard to know what's real or not, you know. But we should get my friend to call in that was there that day. I'd be curious to hear what his side of the story.
Oh yeah,
like
we should revisit that Jawa ghost.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a free trip to Disneyland.
Oh, because Star Wars and Disney.
Yeah,
I was like, your friend works at Disney. Star Wars, Disney, sponsor us. We're plugging your little aliens. So,
well, Bernie, we certainly appreciate you coming on the podcast. Do you have any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I guess the final image. I know the whole orb picture is kind of hit or miss, but my dad actually did take a picture. He was at a work site and it was just like a weird picture of his phone, of his feet. And in the picture, there's a whole other set of feet right next to him. It is trippy to see.
What? Oh
yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Do send us that. We'll share it on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
See.
It's the coolest picture I've ever seen.
Do they look like human feet?
Yeah, just like another guy was standing right next to him when he took the picture, but he was alone in this house because it was a brand new house that was being built.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's creepy.
Wow. Yeah.
Excited to see it.
Yeah, well, that's quite the note to leave us on. That's we'll have to see what that looks like. Double feet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we're glad that you listen to the podcast. Keep spreading the real hauntings word.
Yeah, thank you, Brittany.
Absolutely.
Wow, JJ, so that was an interesting episode. What'd you think about Brittany's ghost?
Oh, man. Well, so there's a couple things she mentioned where, you know, I'm like, okay, well, there are other explanations like that. The camera orbs, for one thing, you know, talking about having that feeling of chills or of a presence. You know, whenever someone says that to me, I'm just like, well, it could be an electrical hum, you know? Like, that's the thing we've talked about on the podcast a couple times before. But then there are things that I, you know, if they're true, if they really did happen, I have no possible explanation. Like the medicine ball, so weird. The drywall screws randomly showing up in her crib. Super strange.
Yeah, the medicine ball one, if I saw that, that would change my life. Like, I could never go back to being on the fence about paranormal after that.
Oh, yeah. There's no other there's no other explanation I can think of to just make a heavy medicine ball just move on its own through the air. Kind of crazy. If we saw it, it would be different than hearing it secondhand.
I mean, it's definitely some interesting stories. I like how she held the feet story till the end. That was a nice little button on the episode.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm really excited to see that photograph.
Yeah. Curious to see what that looks like.
You know, maybe once we get that photograph and we'll send it out, I'll be proven wrong. But I think there's a tendency when, you know, someone says, oh, I have this like crazy picture or footage that like shows footage. This
I like what you
footage and then, you know, we see the actual photo and it's not really as clear as, you know, what we thought it would be.
Yeah,
maybe that's not the case at all. I don't know. I'm excited to see it and find out.
For some reason in my head I just see like giant like Dobby feet. I don't know why. Like big elf feet. That's what I want to be in that picture.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I would say I'm still probably around that five out of 10. Probably used to be about a 2 or a 3. And now with all these episodes, it's becoming harder for me to be as much of a skeptic. I think I sit probably around a 5. Where are you sitting these days?
Yeah, I would say I'm like around there as well, around a 5, a pretty middle of the road. Like I said, if those things that Brittany talked about really happened, I have no idea how to refute those from a skeptical point of view.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, guys, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. That helps us make more episodes for you guys, and we sure want to keep this going. With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ Crable. Ooh.